Joining you live tonight around the world, WWCR 6890 on your dial, transponder 4. Glad to have you in here tonight, starting a brand new series with Pastor Buddy tonight in the Shepherd's Call. We want you to get your Bibles. We want to get into a great in-depth study. We want to cover all of the Scriptures. You know, the Bible says, in light of all of Christianity, that the claims that now Christianity is one of the, if not the fastest growing religion in the world, Christianity. Now, in light of what the Scripture says, and we would tend to think that the Scriptures are credible in this regard, it says that straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. We know that Noah and his family comprised of 8 souls. That's the first world. Now, I do believe in my heart that the second world, that's the one that we're presently in, and we're in the last age, and that's what's going to be the title of our message as we talk about the account that the Scripture would give when we discuss the facts. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Luke 11:28. So let's title this message, Keep the Word. It's very important here tonight in our study, as we're going to lay the groundwork and build a foundation where we believe that the Word, that obedience to the Word is the key, begins to build a foundation that you can stand on till where you come in the last day, according to John 12:48. Listen what he says. He who rejects me and doesn't receive my saying, that's his word, has one that judges him. The word that I speak, the same will judge him in the last day. Now, let's think about that as we begin to lay a gestalt of understanding, as we present the facts to you and let you draw your own conclusions. In the Bible, one scripture related in the book of Acts, where most of our scriptures and commentary will come tonight as we dwell on this topic of baptism is our acceptance. And it's offered to you, but you've got to receive it. The first order of business was go into all the world and preach the word, the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Now, we're going to follow that line of thinking toward the flesh man. Is it necessary for the flesh man to do something to be saved? What must I do? And that's the answer in Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? And Peter said unto them. Remember now, we're fixing to start issuing the biblical command to enter heaven. Now, the kingdom of heaven is here. And when they wanted to know how to get in it, how to make themselves presentable, the water question about purification, which arose in the 7th chapter of the book of Luke, about purification between the Pharisees and the teaching of baptism. Now, the Bible says plainly here in the 7th chapter that the Pharisees, who trusted their own religion, their own salvation, their own ways, lean into their own understanding, that they rejected the commandment of God against themselves, being not baptized of John. Now let me repeat that. The Pharisees rejected the commandment of God. So would you say that God's word in baptism is a commandment? Could you justify yourself? Remember, when we talk about the word, Notice this. For all flesh, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24, all flesh is as grass. Now that's the flesh man. And the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, the flowers fall away, but the word of Yahweh endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. He who rejects me and doesn't receive my sayings as one that judges him. What is it? The word that I speak, the same will judge you in the last day. Now, let's talk a little bit and think a little bit about the future and time of the last day. Now, we know that we're living in the last days, but we're not in the last day. Adam was in the last day when he broke Yahweh's commandment and his word, and Yahweh commanded him with this statement, the day that you do this is the day that you shall die. Now, he didn't die at that time until almost 960 years later. But that day finally came, meaning Adam's last day. So, we need to obey the scriptures and not the traditions of men before Yahweh's word is spoken, when they, through tradition, make void the word of God. He said, by your tradition, which you have handed down, and you do many things like this, as he referred to them in Mark chapter 7, verse 13, and he firmly condemned those who by tradition. Now, the Pharisees, who washed their hands every day, they washed in the labor under the law of Moses. They didn't understand this new command of immersion in water baptism for the remission of sin to receive the promise of his covenant, which is go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now, it goes without saying, if you're not baptized, are you saved? And some or most churches would readily agree, oh yes, water baptism is just to show the world. That's one of their favorite quotes. Just to show the world that you've put on Christ. Now, if it's to show that you put him on and you haven't been baptized, does that mean you couldn't show? That's the question here. For the purpose of gaining heaven. On the contrary, blessed are those that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it. So, when the command went out to repent and to be baptized, every one of them in the name of Yahweh. Now, in the New Testament Greek, we have an insert here for a title of Jesus. And the only English word in the Bible that's given a G sound to bring it forth as a manifestation of a name. Now, there's something bad wrong here. Jesus doesn't even remotely come close to the name 7,000 times that was given to us in the Old Testament as we call it, or the old parchment, or the old covenant. Remember, he didn't come to do away with that covenant. He come to fulfill it. To fulfill it means to obey it. Now, for the rest of this discussion, I'm going to use the word somewhere close in the definition of full water immersion. The Greek word for baptizo means to immerse, to plunge, to dip, to bury. The very Greek word itself excludes it from meaning sprinkling, if you get my message. Some churches would sprinkle you and call that an immersion. And some churches say it's not necessary, it's just to show the world. And deny, on the contrary, blessed are those that hear the word of God and do it and keep it, according to Luke 11:28, when the apostolic fathers started with the command of Matthew 28:19 in the mode of the Trinity, as some preachers express, that you must be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Did he really mean for you to grab that saying as been adopted by the Messiah and tell you to go out and be baptized in the Trinitarian concept of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? No, he did not. He said to be baptized in the name of the Father. Now, the name of the Father is not Father. That's a title. It's not Son. That's a title. And Holy Ghost is the definition of a spirit that you can't see. For all of the Jews who believed on him, the Messiah said in return, if you hold to my teachings, then you can really be my disciples. Then you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, let's talk about how to free yourself from the traditions, from the things that's been handed down for hundreds of years, and it really takes on an air of righteousness when so many people do this through tradition rather than obeying what the word says. When it says Father, Son, Holy Ghost, it talked about the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now, the name is singular. It didn't say baptize in the names, but in the name. Now, did you know that the Messiah himself, according to Matthew 3:13-16, to be exact, that he came from Galilee to enter the Jordan to be baptized of John. John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized of you, and here you come to me. But the Messiah answered him, let it be so for now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill, that means to obey, all righteousness. And then he consented to John's baptism. And when he was baptized, he immediately came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened. Now, is that the same procedure? Is that the same enactment in a spiritual setting? Now, this wasn't a natural setting. The people didn't look up and see the heavens open. But the Bible says they opened up. And the Bible says that the Spirit of God, now God is a spirit and you can't see a spirit, but it says the Spirit descended like a dove and alighted on the Messiah, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, not of whom, but in whom I am well pleased. Now, you see the terminology here as we adjust the saying to our thinking of obedience to His Word, other than just making a tradition out of it. Here we have the Messiah in John in chapter 4, verse 1. And when the Pharisees had heard that the Messiah, Yahweh in a flesh body, had made and baptized more disciples than John, they wanted to know why. John said, you can receive nothing except it be given to you from heaven. So in this analogy here of the Spirit alighting on him and a voice saying, in whom, not of whom, in whom. So the Holy Spirit, technically, is promised to those who would obey something in return for obedience. Now, in the mode of baptism, and that's why I say the ritual in obedience to the command of the HaMashiach, that is our Savior, I now baptize this, our brother or our sister, in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, for the Spirit to descend like a dove, and the voice saying, this is my child in whom I'm well pleased. It's a promise. You see, Yahweh made that promise. There ain't nothing you can do. You can't shout out loud enough to call heaven down. You can't shout up loud enough to close heaven up. You can't ascend or descend unless you descended from above to begin with. Now that brings in an interesting aspect at this point of your calling, which Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 5 says, there's one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Master, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. You receive the Father into you when you obey whatever He said to do for you to be saved. Now, what did He say? Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Yahweh. We have been given Jesus in the New Testament, an obvious error, because John 5:45, the Messiah himself, in a flesh body in the beginning, was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God, Yahweh, was the Word made flesh, visible, declaring that the Spirit of Yahweh descended like a dove and alighted on him with the voice saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Therefore, we don't have three bodies. We don't have God the Father a body, God the Son a body, and God the Holy Ghost a body. We have one body, one faith, one Master, and one baptism, who is through all and in you all. It's a divine covenant promise. I can't add nothing to that. I take that on a step of faith. I believe that if I repent and obey that form of doctrine, which is obedience to the command, to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh, for the remission of sins, I shall come to revelations by my faith through grace, stepping into the shoes of the Messiah. As he is in the world, so am I. As he preached and prophesied, so do I. Everybody wants a big to-do. They want to make it a great spiritual event in the natural. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the most awesome spiritual event in the spiritual, according to the book of Revelation 22 and verse 4. There is a scripture that indicates that when you go to heaven, if you do, now remember, the Bible said no man has ascended into heaven except he that came down out of heaven. And so then, if your name is on the Lamb's book and you're chosen and called from the foundation of the world, you came down from heaven. You don't have no memory of it. That memory has been erased. You don't have anything to reveal to you other than the Word. By faith, through grace, are you saved, and that not of yourself. It is a gift handed to you to believe on Him, as the Scriptures have said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Romans 6, verse 3. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized, that's water. You say, well, he said he would baptize you with the Holy Ghost. That's fire. There's two things of nature that Yahweh, as long as this earth has stood, has done to indicate the history of the ultimate gift of the sacrifice. He used water to first cleanse the earth. You are from the earth, and so then Yahweh uses water baptism to bury you in a grave, because you've got to be born from above. Not again. The scriptures, it doesn't say again. That's been added by the translators. Check it out in the Greek. Born from above. John 3 and 5. Born from above. Identifying those who have come from above will go back to heaven because he's lost none. Now how can that be? Jeremiah 1 and verse 10, he says he knew Jeremiah before he was ever in the womb. You say, well, God knows everything. If he knows everything, he must have known where you came from. If you're of the earth earthly, you're not of him. If you are a sheep, you're not of the earth. My sheep hear my voice. Why? Because they've heard it before. Because we've been baptized into his death. Then we're a new creature. We've been united with him in death like his. And we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his, where we forever will be with him. Isn't that something? Isn't that wonderful? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, you're telling me that if I'm not from above, I can't go back. I didn't tell you that. That's the last day judgment that Yahweh will hand down to those who will come before him. Now listen to this. Many. Not a few, but a many. Now we're not of the many, but we're of the few. For straight is the way, narrow is the gate. A few that will find this information that will alert you that you were with him from the very foundation of the world. And that you'll hear the voice of his prophets preaching water baptism in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin. It's simple. You say, well, I'm not worthy. You never will be. You say, well, don't have to do that because you said it. You don't. But you have to do it because it's a symbol of baptism, which now also saves you. It's not to remove the dirt from your body, but it's the answer of a good conscience toward God through the saving power of the resurrection of the Messiah, Yahweh, in a flesh body. Now, isn't that wonderful? How that Yahweh has made you a promise, and that if you are a sheep, you'll hear His voice, and you won't follow no stranger. This is the covenant revealed. Now, on the last day, after many, many hundreds of years of baptism in the formula of Matthew 28:19. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. A lot of Christian people have obeyed that form of doctrine thinking that they've done God a service, which in the day of judgment, they're going to say, well, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in Your name, Lord? 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 Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's what the Messiah said Himself. Who's coming in a flame of fire? He's coming with revenge. Everyone that has suffered and been persecuted in this doctrine that I'm preaching you tonight, and you will be hated for it. You will be despised. You will be cast out and cast down. But like the blind man who had his eyes opened and stood firmly after he was asked who it was that opened his eyes, you yourself will be subjected to criticism. The Bible says that you shall be hated for this name that you come into. Now, just because you haven't heard it preached, here now comes Pastor Buddy on WWCR 5890 here in the late evening hours, teaching you the covenant command. And I hope and pray that there is a set of ears that will be open tonight, because you've been with Him in the very beginning, because they that are of Yahweh will hear Yahweh's word. Buried with Him in baptism, to which after you are raised with Him through faith in the working of Yahweh, who raised up the Messiah, His body, from the dead, that we might be likened unto Him. And John 3:1-5, let me give you this again. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Yahudians. This man came to the Messiah by night and said to Him, Rabbi, or teacher, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless Yahweh is with him. The Messiah said, I tell you a truth, unless one is born from above, not again, as the translators have put in there, check that. You've got to be born from above. This birth comes from where you came from. You're acquainted with this Spirit. You've been in Him. You came out from Him. And you're going back to Him. Because you cannot enter a second time, as Nicodemus determined, into your mother's womb and be born. But unless you are born of water and Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom that I have prepared for you. Now, the formula, again, one more time, for the benefit of those who are born from above. Not again, we have these Christian temples with these phallic symbols with the cross. But you know it wasn't a cross that he hung on. And you say, oh yes, Pastor Ben, I've heard that all my life. I know it was a cross because the Bible says it was. The Bible didn't say it was a cross. You say, well, I can read it here where it says it, that take up your cross and follow me. That's an addition. Beware of them that would change the word for the fact that they might get you to keep their tradition. Did you know the tradition of the cross goes back even to these mythical gods of antiquity? Let's talk about Zeus. Let's talk about Baal, worshipped in these remote areas in Israel in the days of Elijah. He confronted them upon Mount Carmel, and there he removed all of the questions from the house of Israel when he said, how long will you be halted between these two opinions? Now, he didn't say, if Jesus is Lord, as the billboards would proclaim across the land today. He used the tetragrammaton. That's the Greek for four precious letters that spell out Yod He Vah He. I am that I am. Eliezer Hayah. Why would they seek to change the great I am of the Old Testament into Jesus Christ in the New Testament, according to John 8:24? Simply because the Bible said they would come in with other names, which there be no other name. There's only one name. Now, a lot of teachers, even in the sacred name, have to come up with an alternate name, two names, to proclaim and justify their religion of calling on two names. But the Bible doesn't justify calling on two names, because Peter said there is only one name under heaven. Now, what name were the apostles calling on? What name did Elijah call on? If you get you a Hebrew Bible, properly translated into English as Yahweh. Yahweh is the God of the Old Testament, and he's God in the New Testament. Yes, it's true that he was led to the sheep, or as a sheep, to the slaughter, and like a dumb lamb before his life was taken from the earth. Who's going to declare his generation? Well, those who have their calling and election before the foundation of the world. That's who. Yahweh's only got a family. He's not looking for a certain group in the earth. He done got one. He had this family from the beginning of time. If you're not in it, that's just too bad. You say, oh, but God has promised salvation to everyone. Salvation is only to them who know his name. Because salvation is only to them that obey that form of gospel and get in that name. That's the way you get into the kingdom, is through obedience to the word. Here again in 22:4 Revelations, it plainly says that the name of the Father was in the forehead of those who were worthy to enter. Now, this is that spiritual revelation that I told you back in Matthew chapter 3 when they saw the heavens open. Who saw it? Was it seen as a natural thing? Or was the writer expressing the spiritual manifestation of the aspect of the God of glory who came in a flesh body to take upon himself the spirit to be born of water to enter the kingdom? Did he set an example? Well, yes, he did. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, for you are all sons of Yahweh through faith in the Messiah, for as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ, buried with him in water baptism, raised to walk. Now remember, it said, not for the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but of an answer of a good conscience toward the Creator. You can rest assured. I know of the labor and the trials, and the Bible said to strive to enter into the kingdom, strive to overcome, strive to find the name. It's been a striving hard way. The Bible says that those who enter the kingdom must through much tribulation, and you will earn this unless you're smart enough to hear the name and hear a preacher preach it. And like this eunuch said, how can I except some man guide me? Can you be guided into the revelation of truth by baptizing the candidate in not the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, not in the name of Jesus, but in the name of Yahweh, the heavenly merciful name that washes away your sins and gives you, takes the guilt from your conscience, gives you an act, it's a spiritual connection. And I've never had anybody complain one time after they are baptized in the name of Yahweh that they've got a guilty conscience. It says, it's not for the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but of an answer of a good conscience. To those who obey, not by the works of righteousness, but according to his mercy, that he has washed you through the regeneration of the renewal of the Holy Spirit that he promised you if you would repent and get baptized in that single, awesome, magnificent, magnanimous, joyous name of Yah. Every time I breathe, I speak his name. Every time I breathe in, every time I breathe out, I'm expressing the total of his name in the sound that went out through all the earth, that his name might be declared throughout all the earth, and that means those who are called, chosen, and faithful. You say, well, God loves everybody. He didn't love Esau. Quite the contrary. He hated Esau with a passion. Esau wanted to worship him. He repented he ever sold his birthright. He wanted to do that which pleased the father. Did the father accept him? No. Before he was ever born, before he ever come into the flesh, he knew that spirit that was in Esau. Contrary, rejecting evil from Satan, the terror, and they're still here upon the earth, so you must be careful not to listen to these preachers who have transformed themselves into angels of light when in reality they're dark angels who seem right. And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh. He didn't say Jesus Christ. Christ is a Krishna, or a Hindu word that represents the anointed. It means anointed before in Hebrew, or the works of Krishna. And you know that it's not true. The Bible uses the word Messiah. We don't say that word enough. We want to say Christ because the translators put that word in there. It don't belong in there. It wasn't written by the Holy Ghost into your Bible. Lord wasn't written there 7,000 times in your Bible, but it wound up in there to deceive the very elect. For those of you who would fall by the wayside, those of you who would get hung up in tradition, and those of you who would not consider the facts by searching the scriptures to make your election and calling sure in your quest for righteousness. Yahweh would be the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change. But you know what changed? When they started making the New Testament into a book to be written to what we call the Christians, and most people ignore the Old Testament anyway, they just read there for points of interest. But did you know that the Bereans in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, they searched the scriptures, and at that time there was no New Testament written that they could search? So it's plainly in your Old Testament, enough is written for you to repent, clean your body through baptism, which is clearly mentioned in the Old Testament as a statement of the fact. They had water. Yes, the covenant changed somewhat from the old to the new. But he didn't come to change the covenant. He came to fulfill it. Now, is the Old Testament fulfilled? Of course not. It's prophesied that he's coming back at the last day. They're going to see the wounds in his hand and the scars on his back. That hasn't happened yet. He's not back manifested in a body that's going to be able to be seen. He's in that body. He rose that body up after the Father left that body on the torture stake, and it was a tree that he hung on. A tree. Now, the beauty of this tree is it has a Y which symbolizes the name of Yahweh. Every tree has a Y on the earth. The tallest tree in the world is the sequoia, the largest mountain chain on the earth, the highest, is the greatest mountain chain, now about 30, well, I think it goes up about 5 miles. We're talking quite a height here, of the Himalaya. When we breathe, we receive this spirit again. That's how we express his name. That's how that we know that we pass from death unto life, because everyone that believes this doctrine takes it into their heart, thinks on it, and thanks Yahweh. If you've ever been baptized in Yahweh's name, you should praise Yahweh every day. You should give him glory that his name, the breath, is in your body, that it's been surgically, spiritually, attached to you in your forehead, that the name of the Father, which is Yahweh, 7,000 times alone. Feel blessed tonight here on WWCR on 5890 to share this for the first time on this frequency. I've been on WWCR 4840 5070 for years explaining this doctrine, but we're searching for new sheep. We're searching for you. Tonight, if you hear his word, harden not your heart. Why wait? 22:16 Acts says, arise and be baptized. Wash away your sins. How did he wash them away? Paul, arise and be baptized, calling on the name of Yahweh. That's how he washed them away. Here is the same one that's instructing us in so many books of the New Testament, confirming the word with the signs following, that whosoever would pass from death into life would obey this form of doctrine, because you're from above. You're not from below. You're not born again. You are born from above. Clear. Distinctively adding the truth of the gospel, and to know this question about baptism. How much about baptism do you know? Do you know what its purpose is? You know what it's for? Do you know it's to? Once you prove yourself with these questions and study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, taking this yoke upon you, learning of him and his way into the kingdom. Now, we know that there's only one way, there's only one Yahweh, there was only one baptism. But many of these wolves have entered in the last days, not sparing the flock, teaching for doctrine the commandments of man, not really understanding the scriptures. You have to have a mind to see, and you have to have a mind to know the truth. Did you know that Yahweh wants you to come to him, as was the apostles, that they preached the undeniable name of Yahweh, and they established a history of water baptism for the remission of sins. Galatians 1:6 says, I am astonished that you are so quickly departing from the one who called you by the grace and are turning you into a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. It's a tradition. It's a seem right way. If you're in a seem right way and you're concerned about the doctrine of baptism, you want to know how to do it, and you want the truth, if you want to find a conscience that will rest your soul, for heaven's sake, turn to Yahweh. Now, we've had men on this same radio channel that I'm on tonight that have spoke against the name of Yahweh, and they are now no longer here. Why? The Bible says, if you harden your heart and stiffen your neck and turn from this form of doctrine that was delivered unto you and preach another doctrine, which there is not another gospel to turn to, then these people begin throwing their confusion, and they seek to pervert the truth so that you, with a crowd, can go to hell with Satan, and that's his mission, to kill you, to steal you, and to destroy you. For heaven's sake, let us launch this first night of the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. Make a note of it. We'll be on here every Saturday night at the same time to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that baptism is for the remission of sin, and according to His Word, that's in His name. And there's none other name. You don't have two names. People like to use a name for the Father and a different name for the Son. That's, you know, if you really look at the foolishness of that, when the Son said in John 5:14, I come in my Father's name. Now, if the Father's name was Yahweh, what would the Son's name be? He said, well, Pastor Buddy, I'm a long way. I live a way out here, and I can't get to you. Yes, you can. You can go to Disney World. You can go on vacation to the Rockies, or you can make your pilgrimage across the sea to the Vatican. But would you seek out a man like the eunuch did in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts to find the key, because Philip, it took him down into the water, and he baptized him, and he went on his way rejoicing. It's the answer of a good conscience. He was told the truth. And what must I do to be saved? That question has to be asked by you. What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to go down here to Baptist Church, glory to God, and I'm going to let them save me first, and then they want to baptize me, they can. But just so I've been saved, I got my name on the book, glory to God, I'm ready to go. Have you made your election and calling sure? Have you proved all the things that's been taught in a traditional church? Would you rather think outside the box? Would you rather come out of her, my people, and touch not the unclean things that you have done, and be born from above instead of again to enter the kingdom of heaven? I'm asking you tonight to consider what I've preached. Take it to your heart. Yahweh, take this word, which I've delivered tonight on WWCR on 5890. Take this truth and apply it against all unrighteousness, against everything that would fail to preach the truth. Let this truth supersede it and override it, because nothing that they can do will prosper over the truth of Yahweh. Except a man be baptized of water and spirit, he will no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. For he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Father, give him the revelation on the true name, and get in your car and come to Sweetwater, Tennessee. You listen to Pastor Buddy. Let me give you my mailing address. If you'd like to contact me, I'd like to hear from you, especially since we're starting out on a new time, on a new station, and we intend to cover all the doctrines that we teach for your benefit. So get you a manual. Take down in this manual the scriptures, Pastor Buddy, and the teaching that we give to you. Keep it collectively, and at the end of our teaching on the doctrine of the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, we feel like you will be persuaded beyond a reasonable doubt to take up your torture stake and follow him. That's Pastor Buddy. Simply all you need. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, if you'd like to call me after the show or any time in the future, My telephone number is simply 423-351-1082. Write me or call me concerning this message tonight. If you'd like to repent and get baptized, call Pastor Buddy correctly in the name of Yahweh. We'll see that it gets done for you, or we'll try to figure out a way that you can get to East Tennessee. Get on your donkey and ride. Praise Yahweh. Well, I'll see you tomorrow night again on WWCR, this time on 4840. I'll be in here tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call at 9 p.m. on 4840 WWCR. Now, go to our website, and that would be oneyahweh.com for more information. One Yahweh. All one word. www.oneyahweh.com. That's oneyahweh.com. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark out of the great state of Mississippi. I'm sponsored by Bud and Ed, also down in the great state of Mississippi. We're beginning a new series, a new venture. And Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748 in the great state of Michigan. These are our sponsors. We appreciate you listening to us. We love you, or we wouldn't tell you such a truth that is startling to your ears. Now, again, that's Pastor Buddy. I'll be on again tomorrow night, WWCR 4840, 9 o'clock. Listen for Pastor Buddy. Unless we change, we're going to try to get a hour earlier. That's what we meant to have, but down in Nashville at Central Time, 10 o'clock, we was asking for a 10 o'clock time for Eastern Standard, but we have enjoyed being with you. Maybe we've caught you. If you're one of those that's listened in and you've been blessed with the message of truth, I know it's strange to your ears, give me a call. I'll see you around the world with Pastor Buddy on WWCR 4840 and 5890. May Yahweh bless you. Next Saturday and Sunday, we'll be joining you again. I'll see you tomorrow night on 4840 at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Yahweh bless you and shalom.